let's just get into the quotes that we wrote with wonderful people. Well, all of the wonderful 50 wonderful, beautiful ladies.
That add to your life.
That add to your life. Okay, here's the series. And I thought divorce was bad with other life lessons. And I thought being grown up was easy. And I thought I could juggle it all. We know we can't, but we tried anyway. And I thought I did my journey alone. And I thought I had it all figured out. Episode 1, no Hollywood should not be needs to be more famous. You guys just beat it up. Damn! I took back from the beginning. Ow, why are you trying to hit me with a book in my head? And I thought he was the one. And I thought the workbook. And you guys, if you could come to our conference, we really appreciate it. It's March 17th at Sacramento State. You can come live or streaming. And
UnstoppableFrankiePicasso.com or thegoodradionetwork.com. I am a socialpreneur, radio host, author myself, and what else to do? Oh, I'm a painter too. Yeah.
Is that a picture of yours in the background?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. Does that count as one of the three questions? I hope not. So, go ahead. So, what is a socialpreneur?
Well, it's somebody who believes in taking their business and making sure that a part of that business goes out to helping other people. So in my case, when I paint, the proceeds of that go to pay for cleft palate surgery for children through Mercy Ships, or it goes to help pay for sponsoring donkeys at a donkey sanctuary or dogs at a dog sanctuary or things like that. So it's making sure that the community, social community, close or near and far, are looked after through your business. I think I lived it, and then I wrote the book. But yeah, the book, Midlife Mojo, was my first book, and then I wrote another book, Noble Aloud, and I just have a new book coming out on Amazon called Under My Chest. But Mojo is a prescription for change. So I niched it to people in midlife who want to change their life or who are going through that midlife crisis. But really, it's a book about how to change your life, how to get... overcome obstacles, negative thinking, kind of take it to the end, you know, where you need to go, the unstoppable.
Did you say like the end and like the sunset?
No, not the dead end, but the change of your life to the successful part where you want to be, that part, that end.
So could you give us just a quick hint on how we can get rid of the negative thinking? Because in our line of work, and many people that listen to us, we argue. This is what we do, we create. And yes. Then you have other people saying, oh, your creative is not good enough, or this is happening, and then you get those words stuck in your head. So how do you...
That's right. Well, the first thing, and I'm glad that you said it gets stuck in your head, because the first thing is to hear it. Because a lot of people don't hear that voice that's going on that's negative. So listen for the voice, and then ask yourself, whose is it? Because sometimes it has an accent that goes with it that you recognize, a mom, a dad, a teacher, somebody who put that in your head. And the third part is if you know how to, let's say you're listening to music and you can pick out a bass line and a guitar and the drums, that's what you're going to do in your head, because there's more than one voice. I call it the members of the board. They're all in there, and they're telling you different things. And so you have to address it, and then you have to say, do I believe that? Do I believe that's true? And that's, you know, number two, address it. And so hear it, address it. And then if you don't believe it, reject it and put something new in there that you do believe. And so it's really important to be able to do that and to keep doing it, because that voice is going to be there. It's been there a long time. So you have to create a new neural pathway that says, you know, it's going to down a different, going to go down a different path now. I have to create a new deep rut. That the new pathway is going to be that says, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, not I can't do it. And the other part of that is, look around and who are your friends? You know, if all your tribe surrounds you, goes, you can't do it, it's time to get rid of them. You have to get rid of them. Unfortunately, because they're holding you back. And it's not, you know, you're gonna feel bad moving forward because you go, oh, my friends won't like me anymore. Oh, maybe they think I'm too good for myself. Maybe they... whatever it is, whatever, you know, they're going to say to you, but that's just keeping you stuck. You know, you can't, if you can't bring them along with you, then you have to say goodbye. And if you have a really special idea that you want to create and everybody, you know, you have a bunch of naysayers around you, don't tell them, don't tell them, don't let them steal or kill your idea. Take it to a group of people who are entrepreneurs, people who understand creation, and let them become your support system, like a meetup, maybe. Or someplace like that.
Nothing. I say that all the time. I say that all the time. I say, oh, you didn't tell this person. And I say, because they're not going to understand it.
They don't understand. They don't. They're stopped by their own fear. Yeah, they can't get it. And they can't get there. And you can't even expect them to get there. So don't even tell them.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. I say it all the time.
She's happy because she won.
I did win this battle. But the point is we have friends, and a lot of our friends do different things. You have your going out friends, you have your down home friends, you have the people that you just call, like, you know, that if you were stuck, like, a million miles away from home, they would hop the plane, the bus, and the train to come get you.
Exactly.
And live for that time, and not all your friends are for every time.
Right.
It's not something I have learned yet, so thank you so much.
Welcome, Jay.
Quickly, how did you turn this idea and mojo and the books into such a beautiful
radio
network?
How did I turn the book
into
what? I'm sorry.
A radio show, The Unstoppable.
Oh, a radio show. Well, Unstoppable is not my radio. Mission Unstoppable is my radio show. So it's not based on this book, but it's based on people who have been unstoppable in their lives. Because I want to show other people, it's not how you were born or where you were born that makes you unstoppable. It's the thoughts in your head that make you unstoppable. And so it's not just me who's unstoppable, but everybody that I can go out and find who's unstoppable. And to show people that anybody can do it. So we can all be unstoppable. It's just a thought away.
I love it. I love it. So lastly, what do you guys...
Yeah, I've got, so as I said, I have a new book. It's an anthology. It's called I Bared My Chest, 21 Unstoppable Women Get Naked. And by that, I mean they get naked going very deep into their thoughts, and they tell everything about, it's a big tell-all book about your life, about love, sex, finance, career, who I am, what stopped me, what got me through, all of this. These 21 women tell it all. They're from 5 continents. They're all religions, they are all sexuality, whatever diversity you can come up with in your head, it's in this book, and it's amazing. And I'm going to host a 24-hour Facebook-a-thon to launch it on Amazon. So from March 7th into March 8th, 7 a.m. March 7th to 7 a.m. March 8th, going to International Women's Day, we are going to be on Facebook live streaming, selling the book. And I'm talking about women in history and introducing everyone to women in history who maybe they don't know about, but they should, you know, women who have done amazing things or that you want to honor or support, will be there doing that.
Oh my goodness.
That is amazing.
Wish I had known about that earlier. Hey,
One last question. I know you said it before, but you say it again. Where can people find you on the web?
UnstoppableFrankiePicasso.com or TheGoodRadioNetwork.com. You can go to either one and I'll be there.
And the books?
The books are on Amazon. So Midlife Mojo, Noble Allowed, and I Bared My Chest. I Bared My Chest, actually, is very special because I ended up having it done in audio. So everybody recorded their own chapter. So it's an audio book, it's an ebook, and it's a hard copy book. And it's a huge book. It's about almost 700 pages. So it's a big paperweight book.
Wow. Okay, you guys, I know you're working in it together.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's true. But if you're banging your chest, you have a lot to get off. You have a lot to get off as women. You absolutely.
And I'll tell you something that everybody who wrote in that book creatively lit up after they wrote their chapter. Like, it pushed them to really open up. But I think what it did is it freed up all that junk that was inside them. They got it out. And then creatively, their business, everything lit up right after.
Absolutely, because they feed their mind. And I say that all the time. You guys journal, do whatever you have to do. A lot of times, negative spaces, experiences, or just picking up where you're really supposed to.
Exactly, yeah.
Cool your mind on that. Write it down, get it out, burn it. Be like, I hate that. Burn it in a fire.
Let it go. Exactly, yeah. That's what you have to do, for sure.
So it's been lovely having you on.
Thank you.
Remember to check out the Facebook Othon March 7th from 7 a.m. to March 8th, 7 a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
So check it out and support her on the launch of her and those other wonderful ladies that go with her that actually bear
their chest.
Today, you guys, I don't know what happened.
So we have, like, there's somebody from India, Pakistan, Australia, Africa, three girls are from Nigeria, Australia, England, like, they're from everywhere around the world, so it's pretty cool.
So you guys, it's an international book, so you'll learn about everything you need to know about the world and find out,
I think that you'll find out we're all very similar.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You're not as alone as you think you are.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is Frankie, and we are Jade. And Winona, of the Women's Cave,
you can check out everything that we're doing on the Women's Cave.com or AndBeThought.com. And just remember, you guys, are listening all around.
Yeah.
Your hope is
finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona to beautifully half-done nails.
And Jade.